Hello, friends. Happy afternoon, evening, whatever it may be, whenever it may be that you have downloaded or are streaming off one of our websites, this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. Rob Witham along with you. Wow. Okay. One big week of basketball down. Three big weeks of basketball to go. Before we get started on the podcast, I want to thank my friends at WHAN Radio for allowing me to record the podcast a little differently this week, getting into the studio here to do it on this Sunday afternoon, as my laptop is in for some repair. Had some issues come up with it Friday night courtside at Henrico during the Conference 11 championship games. And, you know, I need my USB port. Because if I don't have my USB port, I can't connect my equipment to do the podcast on it. And I also can't download all the great pictures that we've been taking over the last few days where we've been. So hopefully it's going to be repaired here. And no matter what, whether the USB ports are working or not, I got to have the laptop back with me when we head down to Prince George on Monday to start a huge week of region basketball action. So why don't we review and then we'll preview. But before we get into basketball, a lot of other winter sports at the high school level came to an end on Saturday, and we've got a lot of people that we need to try to send shout-outs to. And I know that we're probably going to forget someone, and please do not be offended if we don't mention your name and accomplishment. Just send me a little direct message on Twitter, wherever you follow us on Twitter, and with a gentle little poke saying, "Hey, Rob, don't forget I did this," and I am more than happy to remedy that error. Wherever you follow us on Twitter, on our network, our main network feed, of course, at the RVA Sportsnet. That's where you can find out things that are going on throughout sports all over the Richmond area. Things you're talking about, high school, college, pro, whatever the case may be. And if you live in one of the suburban counties and you follow us on Twitter at one of those accounts, either at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, our three other Twitter feeds where we do hyper-local coverage of high school, college, and community sports. And that's where we came from. We started with Hanover Sports, expanded to Henrico, then to Chesterfield. And then in the latter part of 2014, expanded to include all of the Metro Richmond area. So very organic growth, and it's all because of you, and we thank you very, very much for that. So first of all, before we get to the hardwood, state swimming championships last few days. Want to congratulate two U.S. Olympic trial qualifiers in Hanover County. Molly Sheffield with another state championship win from Lee Davis at the 5A state championships. And Ted Schubert to Patrick Henry with two more. And he ends up with six VHSL state individual championships for his career. Congratulations to Ted. He will be swimming at the University of Virginia. And I mentioned both of them have a shot to qualify at the Olympic level. Just think, they could be headed to Rio. Would that be incredible or what? So congratulations to Patrick Henry and to Lee Davis, specifically in terms of team competition, their best finish ever at the 5A state championship level. Over at 4A, Hanover. Boy, what a great season for Coach George Massey and company. And they ended up, I believe boys were second overall, including a pair of second-place individual finishes for Patrick Townsend for the Hawks at the 4A state championships. And, of course, they took place Saturday night here in town over at Swim RVA. The 3As were back on Friday at Swim RVA, and some good showings by swimmers from both Colonial Heights and New Kent during that tournament. We try to get that update for you on the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter, so congratulations to the Colonials and to the Trojans. Wrestling wrapping up its season on Saturday. And thankfully this year, no snow, no one-day tournaments, things like that. Remember all the havoc we had last year at the state level? We didn't have it this year. And first of all, congratulations to the Metoica Warriors. New head coach, lost several wrestlers to graduation. What do? They turn around, and on the final match of the year, they turn it over to the big man, Anthony Helm, and he takes care of business with a pin in less than a minute 30. And that gave Metoica another state championship. 5A state titleists, they end up squeaking past Hickory. Helm had to win that match at 285 to give him the team title, and he did in convincing fashion. So another state title for Helm individually, another state title for Matoaka, a couple of other individual state titles for the Warriors as well. Congratulations to them. Also at 5A, congratulations to Chip Sturrock of Glen Allen. He became the first Jaguar in school history to win an individual state championship, winning the 170-pound division at the 5A states, defeating Andrew Anthony of Lee Davis. And poor Andrew finishes second in the state overall. He's tired of seeing Chip Sturrock, because he lost to him at the conference level, lost to him at the regional level at the final, and now at the state final. So we've got the top two wrestlers in the state at 170 at the 5A level. Congratulations, Chip, and my hat's off to you, Mr. Anthony over at Lee Davis. Ned Anthony at Lee Davis finished third overall at 182. Congratulations to him. And speaking of Lee Davis, Hayden Keener gets the state championship at 120 pounds. And I can tell you, LD Nation was very, very excited about that on Saturday afternoon when that update came through. Congratulations, Hayden. Job very well done. At the 4A state championships, Hanover did not get a state titleist this year individually. And it's been a long time since that has happened. But still, TJ Allen finished second. Tyler Flora finished second. They were at 182 and 132, respectively. So, you know, for some, it's so funny. Hanover has such a rich tradition in wrestling that this is considered a down year for them. But when you look at the total picture of what they've done, there are programs across the central region that would die to have a season like Hanover did. So hang in there, Hawks. Just realize what you've done. And what you continue to do. What a great tradition over there, Aaron Bradley and the staff. So some great wrestling action going on too. Gymnastics, good showings by both Cameron Shears of Douglas Freeman and Sierra Baxter of Patrick Henry at the 5A individual championships on Saturday down in Virginia Beach. And a great season for the Freeman Gymnastics program. Good season overall for Patrick Henry. And some up-and-coming up-and-coming gymnasts over at Atlee, keeping our eyes on Elizabeth Bosley. Over at Lee Davis, they've got some youngsters coming up, and Patrick Henry's got more, and Sierra Baxter's only a sophomore. So we got a lot of good gymnastics coming up here in the next couple of years here in the Central Region. And back to swimming for a moment, it's possible. It's not official yet, but it's possible that the Henrico club swim teams could become VHSL recognized for next year. And if that happens, then you're going to add Mills Godwin and Douglas Freeman and Glenn Allen, Deep Run, and maybe some others into the VHSL mix. So that will affect 5A. That will change the way conference tournaments go. Lee Davis will finally get some company here in the Richmond area at that level. And Chesterfield Schools had a very successful first-year club. They probably will be club again next year. It usually takes 2 or 3 years to get to a point where you've been able to prove yourself, get enough activity, and also, frankly, convince the school board and the county that they should support you financially, that you're a growing sport and you're worthy of being on the same level as everybody else. Lacrosse has gone through that here in the last several years, and now swimming continues to do so, and swimming is exploding in popularity. Really looking forward to the day when the Henrico and the Chesterfield schools will join the Hanover schools and Colonial Heights and Maggie Walker and Goochland and New Kent at the VHSL level. Speaking of the Virginia High School League, we cannot go through this podcast without making note of the executive committee's meeting on Wednesday of this past week, where it was voted upon to scrap the conference system, which was put in the fall of 2013, in favor of a new, we kind of look at it as a kind of a super regional system, to where there will be multiple regions under each classification. They will be larger than conferences. Schools will be allowed to go back and play again their old district tournaments in certain sports. If you'll recall, in the old days, after the regular season was done, you'd have a district tournament, then a region tournament, and then a state tournament. Well, the districts were scrapped. when the new program came in, the reclassification, to try to get schools with similar enrollment together as much as possible. And even though you continued to play your regular season district schedule, then the postseason would start and you'd play in conference tournaments and sometimes against teams you didn't even face in the regular season. Now, as these 3 years have gone on, ADs have done their dead level best to try to get as many games in the regular season as possible against conference opponents so you'd have some familiarity with them. And I'm talking about sports like basketball, baseball, softball, soccer, etc. And of course, conferences have had really little or nothing to do with football over the last 3 years, except for, you know, how some regions are seated with 8-team sub-regions, 2 conferences here and 2 conferences there, that sort of thing. Field hockey volleyball conference, trying to get as many conference opponents as you can, because that's who you're going to see come November. So, but that's going to be scrapped. Now, note that this does not take effect for another year and 5 months. And so for the 2016-17 school year, we still are under the conference region state model, which we've been in since, again, the fall of 2013. So we'll have one more year of conferences. And then in the fall of 2017, August of next year, we will go to the new region format and we can revert back. And for those of you who won the Dominion District softball title in 2013 or the Capital District indoor track title or the Colonial District baseball title, you need to get the dust off of them because those trophies will be back in play in the 2017-18 school year. So in a sense, I guess it's a good thing in retrospect, now that we're, you know, 2020 hindsight vision here, that the district schedules weren't completely thrown away. We're going to end up with them back kind of in action anyway. And if you want to see the proposed regions as to how the schools are broken down, it's still going to be 5A, 6A, 4A, those things. And so, you know, the 6A schools in Conference 3 right now in Chesterfield County, you're still going to be in the 6A classification. So Thomasdale and Clover Hill and Manchester, you guys will not be in the postseason with LC Bird or Meadowbrook or Monacan or Midlothian. You're still going to get broken apart when the playoffs start. In Hanover County, for example, Lee Davis, Patrick Henry, and Atlee will all be together again in a region. But Hanover will still be an island unto themselves because they're still in 4A, unless at some point their enrollment grows and they have to be moved up to 5A. Now, there were notes in the VHSL minutes that said that, you know, with this change in 2017-18, there was a possibility down in Chesterfield that Midlothian at some point could have to move up to 5A, depending upon in how much enrollment they have. That's how they break apart the classifications. So we're still going to have, you know, several teams going for state championships at different levels. But, for example, in 5A, we're not going to have Conference 11, Conference 12, 2 Hanover teams over in Conference 16, all doing all these different things. When you get to the region level, they're all going to kind of be together. And also when you get to the region level, you're not going to have to go out and play in the hinterlands. And I know the Atlees and the Patrick Henrys are thrilled to hear this because, you know, just this past week in Conference 16 basketball, you had Patrick Henry Roanoke having to come to Atlee. You had Orange and Halifax having to meet each other. So that's Northern Virginia down to almost the North Carolina border. And those are the things that were causing the problems and some of the revenue shortfall and a lot of complaints, especially at the local level. So good move here by the Virginia High School League to try to come up with the best happy medium they can. And I totally get what they want to do in terms of having schools with similar enrollments play each other at the postseason level. Totally understand it and frankly agree with it. Because I've seen a lot of good football teams in the past from this area get to the state semifinals and have to go play a school whose enrollment was 1,000 students bigger. And so, you know, it's like, well, how fair is that? They've got 1,000 more kids to choose from, you know, in terms of fielding their football team. And so that's what drove the original thought of the 2013 reclassification. And yes, I know it was big school versus small school about travel, et cetera, et cetera. But in the end, I'm hoping that we've found a happy medium. So Virginia High School League, and we need to put up on rvasportsnetwork.com a link that you can go and look at the new regions that were accepted by the executive committee. Now, there still could be some adjustments and changes in the next 17 months, obviously. there could be more appeals. Appeals were heard originally in January, and the vote was this past Wednesday. But we'll get a link, put it on the right side of the page at rvasportsnetwork.com, so you can go take a look and see where your school will be effective fall of 2017. All right, now let's get to basketball. What a week we had. I think the first team that we really need to focus on and congratulate are the Verona Blue Devils in boys basketball action. They made a huge statement at the Conference 12 tournament this past week. First of all, they were coming off that big regular season finale win at Henrico. We were talking about it at Henrico this past week at the Conference 11 tournament. That was the first time Henrico had lost to a Capital District school in 3 or 4 years. Certainly the first time in at least that long at home. And it put them in a really interesting situation to where when they came out for the semifinal as the number 2 seed on Tuesday night against Hermitage, I felt a sense of urgency, almost bordering on a sense of panic, that they knew if Hermitage, an up-and-coming team who had a great regular season, knocked them off, not only would they not get back to the state level, they wouldn't even make it to the region level. And so Monty Buckingham really kind of put the team on his back that night and said, come with me. And he took things over, and they did two things right in the win over Hermitage. One, they were able to hold Robbie Osborne, especially in the first half, off the scoreboard a lot. And number two, once they got a lead, they were able to use their experience to keep the lead and not allow it to slip away like what happened with Deep Run in that first loss they had back on January the 13th. But going back to Verina, they had the big win over Henrico, so they go into the Conference 12 tournament full of enthusiasm. But Conference 12 really was very, very, very even. You had LC Bird, the top seed. But once you got past them, Verina was playing very, very well. They come in as the number 3 seed. They have to take care of Metoica, who they went to overtime with in December, and they win by 15. They only allow 39 points. Then they get Meadowbrook, and they escape by 1 point over the 2 seed, and it was on Meadowbrook's home floor. So, that was the neutral side of the tournament. So talk about, a hostile atmosphere to have to try to win. And then they come up with LC Bird, and they only allow 35 points for what can be a very explosive Skyhawk offense. So congratulations to Verina. Just a phenomenal job in Conference 12. And puts them into a very interesting position on Monday night when in the nightcap of the doubleheader in the 5A South Region quarterfinals down at Prince George High School, they will be taking on a Deep Run team that is kind of asking some questions of themselves after their performance on Friday night in the Conference 11 championship game. Evan Clark had a beast of a first half, got into foul trouble, and disappeared in the second. Georgie Pacheco only had 5 points in the first half. He had 15 in the second, 20 for the game. Hit 1,000 points for his career. Congratulations to him on that. But at the same time, as we got into late third, early fourth quarter, he started to force some shots because he realized what we realized, and that was nobody else was stepping up to help him. And there's no way that one guy is going to beat a Henrico team that had the balanced scoring that they had on Friday night. 19 points, 18 points, 17 points between, and I don't have the names specifically in order, but between Buckingham, Gus Rowland, and Richard Sanders, they each put them together and they averaged 18 points apiece. They had 54 of the 73 points for Henrico. So for Henrico, it's really simple. They get that third score. Buckingham's going to show up. Rowland's going to show up. When Sanders is on his game, or when Jamal Newton is on his game, Timone Jones comes in, knocks down a few threes, things like that, then Henrico is going to be very hard to beat. But it's almost a blanket statement. If you've got three players, if Deep Run has big nights from Pacheco, Clark, and DeMontez Oliver all on the same night, or if Kamani Donovan comes up big from 3-point, then they're going to be hard to beat. It's as simple as that. So congratulations to Henrico. It was interesting to talk with Coach Vance Harmon briefly before the game, and they were on the visitor's bench at their own gym. And he said, we've only sat here twice that I can remember, and one time was against Highland Springs in a Capital District championship game, oh, maybe 8 years ago, and they lost that game. So you might have been a bit pensive about sitting to the left of the scorer's table instead of where they normally sit at home to the right, but it didn't bother them a bit as they come up with the 14-point victory. So Monday night is going to be crazy at Prince George, and we'll talk about that coming up. But also, more boys action. Congratulations to Cosby on that big win over Clover Hill in the Conference 3 Championship Saturday afternoon, 45-42 the final. Both teams move on in 6A South, but Cosby now gets to host Tuesday in the quarterfinal. And again, remember, with the state quarterfinal round reinstated, last couple of years, it's been, you got to get to the region semifinal, and then you got to win it. And if you do, you punch your ticket to states. If you lose, the season's over. And in the last 2 years, Henrico and LC Bird over in 5A South have met in the regional semifinals, with the winner going to the states and the loser going home. And both times, Henrico has won. So because the quarterfinals were put back in, The winner go home game is now the first round, the quarterfinals, on Monday night and Tuesday night, depending upon your region where your school is being, you know, is participating. And wouldn't you know it, Henrico and LC Bird are going to meet in the quarterfinal. So for the third year in a row, one of them's going to knock out the other and end their state championship hopes. And this year it's a little bit different as to how they're coming in now, because the last couple of years, both have been coming in on hot streaks. Not so much this time. Henrico comes in winners of two straight in the Conference 11 tournament and a good win over Deep Run. But 8 days before that, they lost at home to Verina. LC Bird was coming in. They were the final number one team in our last top 10 poll last Sunday night. They come into the Conference 12 tournament as the favorite, and they end up only scoring 35 points and losing by 15 to Verina in the championship game, which suddenly puts them having to face Henrico in the quarterfinals. That'll be the first game Monday night at Prince George. We'll preview everything coming up in just a moment. Conference 20, Monacan finally grabbing a conference/district championship in boys basketball. Congratulations, and doing it on the road. Knocking off Dinwiddie 61-59. What a big win for that program and a big win for the school. It really, really was. Even with Monacan girls winning last year's 4A state championship, and I'm not, please, don't think I'm trying to mitigate that at all. I'm not. That's history there, and now they're going for history and trying to go back-to-back. But it's good to see the boys also make a little history. And so congratulations to the Chiefs as they move on in 4A East. Dinwiddie does as well. They got to go on the road, though, because of the loss in the championship game. In 3A, Saturday night, congratulations. Going out to Hopewell, knocking off John Marshall at the Ash Center. That's not John Marshall's home, obviously. They play at their home gym, but they were probably more familiar with that venue than Hopewell was. And Hopewell gets the win, 73-70, gives them the home game in the 3A East quarterfinal. And John Marshall has got to hit the road big time, and we'll talk about that. Colonial Heights, also in 3A, they've also got to hit the road after falling in their championship to Parkview, but they are in. At this time of the season, you still just want to be playing basketball. Girls, Cosby in Conference 3 once again. They take care of Thomas Dale by 19 points Saturday afternoon. Friday night, we were, of course, at the Conference 11 final, and Glenn Allen on the girls' side, in my view, they are the Verina of the girls' basketball scene in the Central Region right now. They're playing their best basketball right now. They've had some struggles this year. I watched them play J.R. Tucker in mid-January, and they lost that game by 9 points in a very physical battle. They lost to them again 9 days later by double digits. They come back Friday night. They hold J.R. Tucker, the one seed, to 26 points, and they win by 20. Tremendous interior defense. Michaela Stanley, Michael Ross, Mackenzie Ross. Great guard play. Michaela Williams, Erica Atkins. This team is a totally different Glenn Allen team than you would have seen if you watched them in December or the first half of January. So Glenn Allen is going to pose an interesting situation, I believe, for LC Bird in the quarterfinals on Monday night. And we'll talk about that in a moment. Conference 12 girls, speaking of LC Bird, they were the one seed only because Highland Springs got knocked down to the three because they didn't play everybody in the conference in the regular season, whatever. In the end, it didn't matter. Highland Springs wins. Second time they've played Bird this year, and they beat them on the game of the week here back in mid-January, and they beat them Friday night by 20. Springers are unbeaten. They're on a mission after seeing their season done in by Taja Coleman, LC Bird, at the regional semis last year. They want to desperately get back to the Siegel Center, and they march on unbeaten, winning Conference 12. In Conference 20, Monacan no problem with Huguenot. Monacan a heavy favorite to get back to the Siegel Center. They stay healthy, they stay focused, and we should see them there first part of March. In Conference 26, what a tournament that was. The number one seed falls in the semis by 2 points, and the number two seed loses by 12 in the semis. So we ended up with number four Petersburg and number three John Marshall in the championship game, and it was number four Petersburg coming out on top Saturday night at the Ash Center by 5, 43-38. So congratulations to the Crimson Wave on coming up from the four spot to win the conference tournament. They get a home game in the 3A East quarterfinal. 5A North, we have not forgotten about you. Congratulations to the Atlee boys. Atlee boys punched their ticket to the region by winning the third place game. They had to go to Roanoke Friday night and play Patrick Henry of Roanoke. They did, and they won 60-57. Huge win for Coach Phil Reynolds and that program. RJ Jenkins, Andrew Foster, and the rest of the guys, congratulations. Good luck in your first 5A North region tournament game. And it could be, we're not sure, but it could be, if not the first, one of the first region-level tournament games for Atlee boys basketball in school history. Now, the Atlee girls were at the regional just a couple of years ago, so they know what it's like, and they come out of the three-hole in Conference 16 and take the championship. They beat Patrick Henry Roanoke in the first round. Then they go to Patrick Henry Thursday night, and they beat PH, and they hold them to 27 points in the process. We were at that game, and Patrick Henry, they really struggled offensively second half, just could not get a basket. And a 43-27, Atlee wins. And then the next night, Atlee has to get on the bus and head to Orange County. They do, and they not only beat the number one seed, they beat them by 15 points. And so a team that was 2-9 in early January comes out of the three seed, wins the conference championship. They're above 500 for the season, and they get to host a quarterfinal in 5A North Region. And then the Patriots of Patrick Henry come back Friday night. They bounce back 24 hours later. Halifax comes in, and Arne Taylor and company roll. Great game for Arne. Great game for Krista Graff. I want to mention Krista Graff real quick. I know she was sick Wednesday night, Thursday, and I know that there is a viral thing going around all over the place. I know it because it hit my daughter and my wife, and I bathed in hand sanitizer and took medication like you would not believe. Pardon me for just a moment. Yeah, that was my phone ringing. That was my wife. She'll have to wait about another 20 minutes. Anyway, so I'm bathing in hand sanitizer and taking vitamin C and doing everything I possibly can to make sure that I don't get it because, you know, we had conference basketball tournaments. I had to be there, and we made it. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate the prayers worked, and God was gracious to us, and we didn't have to worry about a very nasty viral infection. But I know that whatever's been touching a whole lot of people here recently, Krista had a bout with it, and she comes back on Thursday night. Double-digit rebounds, even though Patrick Henry lost. Then comes back on Friday night, and they get the win, so they get the three seed. Three teams come out of Conference 16 to the 5A North region, and so Patrick Henry heads to Massaponics on Monday night. And Krista Graff, to me, has really improved and grown. As Coach Philip Cobb will tell you, he has a lot of good athletes, not a lot of great basketball players. Arne Taylor is a very, very good basketball player, and she will play at the collegiate level. Then you've got a lot of athletes. Grayson Ratcliffe is going to play softball at Marshall, but she plays basketball well. Shea Birch plays basketball well, even though she golfs and does other athletic activities. Krista Graff, probably not going to play college basketball, but man, has she just so improved on how to box out, how to rebound, how to get second chances. Just tremendous work has really helped Patrick Henry this season in a year where Coach and I have talked about it. A lot of us in the media would not have looked at them and said 14 wins in the regular season, and that's what they did. They got the 2 seed in the bye. They lose, but then they win in the third place game to get win number 15, and they'll go to Massaponics on Monday night. Just wanted to mention them. Krista for her guts this week and grit, and Coach Cobb for a fantastic job working with, again, and he said it, not me, a group of athletes who came together and formed a basketball team. And, you know, 15 wins in 24 games and a regional berth, that ain't bad, especially for a program that's had a pretty good recent history in Patrick Henry. So let's now go over the region schedules. And again, all of this is available at Tournament Central at rbasportsnetwork.com. We want to thank you, our Tournament Central page for conference basketball tournament action this past week got more hits than any page in the brief history of rbasportsnetwork.com. We went live back with this website back in August, and we just got inundated with people checking it for scores and schedule updates because of the snow early last week. And we're just grateful, so grateful for what you did and for counting on us for the coverage and counting on us for the information. And so we got your back again this week. Tournament Central Region Edition, it is up at the top of rbasportsnetwork.com. Go now, bookmark the link, and you can go back to it night after night, morning after morning, to get scores, schedule updates, times of games, matchups, etc., etc. Let's go down the list, boys first and then girls. 6A South, boys, Tuesday night, Cosby will host Woodbridge at 7:30. Clover Hill will go to C.D. Hilton, that's north of Fredericksburg, and that will be a 6 p.m. start. So make note of that. Remember the traffic on I-95 heading up in that direction. Cavalier fans, if you're going to make the trip on Tuesday. Clover Hill at C.D. Hilton at 6 p.m. The winner of Clover Hill C.D. Hilton gets the winner of Lansdowne Woodside on Thursday, and the winner of Woodbridge Cosby gets the winner of Oscar Smith and Kellum. And again, remember, quarterfinal first round, you win, you get a ticket to the state quarterfinals next week. And we'll mention that schedule of what we have. It's not been released by the Virginia High School League before the end of the podcast. 5A South boys, Monday night, we are live at Prince George High School. Follow us on Twitter at Henrico Sports and at Seafield Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, for the live tweet coverage. We've got you covered here at RBA Sports Network. It'll be LC Bird Henrico round 3 at 6 o'clock in the first game, and then the nightcap is Deep Run Verina at 8 o'clock. So LC Bird Henrico, we will have live tweet, real-time updates on Henrico Sports and Chesterfield Sports. And then stay with us on Henrico Sports on Twitter for Deep Run Verina updates Monday night from Prince George, 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. The winners will play each other Wednesday night at 8, also at Prince George, for a berth in the 5A South Region Championship game, which will also be at Prince George this year. The last 2 years, the region final has been down at the beach. This year, they travel here, and it'll be either Hampton, Green Run, Norview, or Bethel. Out of those final four, we'll have a team come up and play the survivor of R4 for the region title, which, of course, will give you the number one seed and put you at the top or the bottom of the bracket in the state quarterfinals. Means you get to play your game at VCU at the Siegel Center. So there are things to play for much beyond the quarterfinal level at the regional. 5A North boys, Atlee goes to Brook Point up in Northern Virginia at 7 o'clock on Monday night. If they win, they head back up 95 Tuesday night and take on Potomac Falls also at 7 p.m. Quarterfinals in 4A East, boys action. Cortland comes to Monacan. It's a doubleheader night Tuesday night at Monacan. Girls and boys both hosting, since they both won Conference 20. So the Monacan boys game will come up 20 minutes after the girls game. The girls game tips at 6, so expect a 7:30 quarter to 8 start. Cortland Monacan on Tuesday. Dinwiddie goes down to Eastern View, and we're still waiting on the start time for that game on Tuesday night. Semis are Thursday. Championships are Friday. And again, in 4A East, it's all higher seed As to who hosts, there is no neutral site. 3A East Boys Region Quarterfinals. Colonial Heights goes down 64 to IC Norcom. It is an 8:45 tip on Monday night. Very late because they have a doubleheader too. Their girls got a home game, but their girls game is going to start at 7. So it's possible Colonial Heights may not tip until closer to 9 o'clock on Monday night in the 3A East Region Quarterfinal. It's going to be a late night for those boys coming back home. On the bus, it'll be a lot easier, though, if they can come out with the win. So good luck to the Colonials. Hopewell for a winning Conference 26. They get a home game Monday night. 7 o'clock tip against James Monroe. And we mentioned earlier that because they beat John Marshall, it put John Marshall on the road in the quarters. They got to go up to Culpeper County. They got to take on Culpeper Monday night at 7. That is a long drive. That's like going up towards Luray Caverns. So safe travels to the Justices and good luck to them. Championship and third place games in 3A East are Friday. Semis are Wednesday. And again, it's all at the higher seed. Now let's go to the girls' brackets. Back up to 6A South. Cosby will host Colonial Forge on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Thomas Dale goes to Woodbridge also on Tuesday, and we are waiting to get word on the start time. As soon as we get it, we'll update Tournament Central at rvasportsnetwork.com. But as of the time that we're taping this podcast, we don't have that yet. Colonial Forge Cosby winner will play the winner of Bayside and Woodside on Thursday in the semis. The winner of Thomasdale Woodbridge gets the winner of Western Branch Lansdowne on Thursday. And again, higher seeds to host. Your championship game will be on Saturday. 5A South, and it's really a shame that these games are going to go on at the exact same time that Bird, Henrico, and Deep Run Verina are, because I'd love to be at these two games. We've got a first quarter final, and these are going to be at Meadowbrook High School on Monday night. L.C. Bird, Glen Allen at 6 o'clock. And as we mentioned, Glen Allen playing some fantastic basketball right now. We saw them win in the quarterfinals, semifinals of Conference 11, knocking off Henrico on their home floor. Check that. They beat Deep Run, which was the higher seed, 3-2. And they held Deep Run in check offensively. It was just incredible defensive work for Glen Allen in those two games. And then, of course, holding J.R. Tucker to 26 points in the championship. It was Tucker that knocked off Henrico on the home floor. Got those mixed up, and I apologize. So Bird-Glen Allen is going to be a very intriguing game. Can L.C. Bird, and a lot of L.C. Bird's offense comes on transition, penetration, kick out, threes. You know, there is work to get to the hoop and draw fouls and that sort of thing as well. Glen Allen, though, has been a stone wall the last two games in the middle, in the interior. We'll see how that goes. It should be a great game at 6 o'clock Monday night. Skyhawks, Jaguars, winner punches a ticket to the state quarters. And in the second game, J.R. Tucker has played Highland Springs once. They lost. They're going to try again to slay the Giant. That game will be at 8 o'clock, again at Meadowbrook High School. Winners will play each other Wednesday night at 6 down at Prince George High School. So on Wednesday night, we will have a girls-boys 5A South Region doubleheader down at Prince George. 5A North girls, Patrick Henry to Massaponics. That's in Spotsylvania County, about a 45-50-minute ride up 95. It's a 6 p.m. start on Monday, so make sure you note that. PH at Massaponics at 6. The winner of that game Tuesday night goes to Tuscarora in the quarterfinals up in Northern Virginia. Atlee will host the winner of Monday's game between Stonebridge and Wakefield in the quarters on Tuesday night. 4A East girls, Monacan, we mentioned this earlier, they host Cortland at 6 p.m. in a quarterfinal. Huguenot has to go up to Chancellor. That also is in Spotsylvania County, and that is also a 6 p.m. game on Tuesday. 3A East girls, Petersburg, by winning the Conference 26 tournament, they will host Brentsville District in a quarterfinal at 7 p.m. John Marshall on the road to William Monroe. That game also at 7. If they win, they get a slot in the state quarters and also a slot in the regional semis on Wednesday. Championships in 3A East will be on Friday. Maggie Walker in 2A East girls goes to Wilson Memorial High School Tuesday night at 7:30 for a quarterfinal. They won the first round of the region back on Friday, 58-41 over Amelia. And so the Lady Green Dragons on their way to the quarterfinals. Big trip But it's Tuesday night, 7:30 tip. And again, all the information that you need to know about the regional tournaments this week at rbasportsnetwork.com. Just look at the top of the page for Tournament Central Region Basketball Tournaments. Bookmark the page on your laptop or your tablet or your phone or whatever you use, your Kindle Fire, and you can just go back and refer to it every day, all week long, as the finals and the schedules come in. Winners in the quarterfinals in the respective regions punch tickets to the state quarterfinals. State quarterfinals will be held March 2nd through 5th at super sites across the Commonwealth. Teams in the RVA that have higher seeds and will host state quarterfinals will get to play their games at the Siegel Center. And, of course, the Siegel Center is also the site of state championship action. And don't forget, VHSL reverses the schedule this year. Last year, the 4A, 5A, 6A semis and championships were on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 1A, 2A, 3A played early in the week. This year, it's reversed. 4A, 5A, 6A semis on Monday and Tuesday. Championship day for 4A, 5A, and 6A is Wednesday, March 9th. 1A, 2A, 3A play their semis on Thursday and Friday, March 10th and 11th. Their championship day is on Saturday, March 12th. So teams like Hopewell, John Marshall, Petersburg, they could be playing latter part of the week. The bulk of the 804 teams, if they make it to the state semis and championships, will be playing early in the week. We're going to keep an eye on schedules and whatnot, and there is a possibility that RVA Sports Network may be providing you live online radio coverage of one or more games championship week at the Siegel Center. As things develop, we will keep you posted. And speaking of that, before we let you go on this podcast, we are busily building out our spring sports schedule, and we've already got our first two high school Game of the Week broadcasts set and ready to go. Our spring sports coverage begins on Monday night, March 14th, high school baseball Game of the Week. We will be at Atlee High School when the Midlothian Trojans come in to take on the Atlee Raiders, and it'll be on the air at 6 p.m. on our YouTube channel. And then on Tuesday night, April 5th, coming out of spring break, for the third year in a row, we get to cover one of the best baseball rivalries in the area, Cosby at James River. First pitch, 6 o'clock, Tuesday night, April 5th, live on the RVA Sports Network High School Game of the Week. As we build our live broadcast schedule for baseball, softball, lacrosse, and more, we'll have it for you on the right-hand side of the page at all of our websites, rvasportsnetwork.com, chesterfieldcountysports.net, hanovercountysports.net, as well as henricocountysports.net. Couple of college shout-outs before we let you go. Congratulations to VCU basketball for the win on Friday night over Richmond. Getting back on top in the Atlantic 10. Big congratulations over on the women's side of Atlantic 10 to VCU for a huge win over defending tournament champion George Washington Saturday. Richmond got their third win in a row in the conference. They are playing some of their best basketball of the season, getting ready for the conference tournament. And, of course, RVA Sports Network's tip-to-trophy coverage of the 2016 Atlantic 10 Women's Basketball Championship Tournament from the Richmond Coliseum begins on Wednesday afternoon, March 2nd. We will be there for all 13 games until a champion is crowned and gets their ticket to the NCAA Women's Tournament. Congratulations to Virginia State. The women and the men get victories in their first ever games in their new multi-purpose center down in Ettrick. And a big congratulations also to Randolph-Macon. We spent Saturday there at the Crenshaw Gymnasium for Senior Day, watching the men get a big, big win over Roanoke, and watching four very special young ladies, the senior class of 2016, get a huge win rolling over Emory and Henry. Both of those teams that they beat, both the men and the women, are in the top four seeds in their respective ODAC tournaments coming up and get byes to Salem into the quarterfinals, whereas Randolph-Macon, both the men and the women, drew the 7 seed. And the Randolph-Macon women will be hosting Shenandoah Monday night in a first-round tournament game. And then the men on Tuesday night will be hosting Eastern Mennonite in a first-round tournament game. So good luck to the Yellow Jackets as both men and women. And a special congratulations to the four seniors on the women's side. Katie Anderson became the third leading scorer in school history on Saturday. She's already their all-time leading rebounder. She's closing in on the ODAC all-time record, and if she can get a deep run into the tournament, she'll likely break that mark. Hannah Liverman continues to put on more three-pointers. She has the career mark by almost 50 now in school history. Kaje Hester moved into fourth place all-time in assists and could be as high as second before the season is over. And Lauren Vutkaveen, the other member of the class of 2016, she's had an up-and-down year. She struggled with injuries through her career, but boy, did she have a big game Saturday against Emory and Henry with 14 points and 13 rebounds, her second double-double of the season, and very appropriate she got to do it in front of family and friends on Senior Day. All right, fans, RVA Sports Network, our coverage schedule right now. We know Monday night we're going to be at Prince George for the doubleheader in 5A South. So, again, follow us on Twitter at Henrico Sports and Chesterfield Sports for the Bird Henrico Showdown at 6 p.m. And then stay with Henrico Sports on Twitter for Deep Run Verina at 8. We will be announcing where we will be the rest of the week as the week goes on, as we have multiple places that we can go. And, of course, we'll keep you posted on Twitter. And we've got Taylor Luck. We've got others as well who keep us posted. And the great network of parents and coaches and players and fans and students and JV players and you name it that really make up the RVA Sports Network. Highly and incredibly organic and a very special thing. And it's not because of anything I've done. It's because of all of you. And for all of you and for all of your support, we say thank you. Thank you. And one more time, thank you. As we wrap up this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network, solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience, any rebroadcast, reuse without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Rob Witham saying thanks for being with us. RVASportsNetwork.com is your home for Tournament Central. Make sure you bookmark the page and stay with us all week long for all the information you need to know. And we will see you on the sidelines. Have a great week, everybody.